It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
One of our favorite times of the week. Time to, well, even for me being in the hot seat, it is a favorite time of the week for me. It is fun.
Good morning, Steve McKay. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning. I think you guys are going to rock this morning. I think the song itself, the clues, I think are going to be all over this. It's been a while since you've kind of whiffed on one, so I think you'll be just fine.
What was the clue that you gave us yesterday?
It was his name is iconic for pastors like me.
Okay. His name is iconic for pastors like me.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. And what I mean, yeah. For me, I'm a pastor, so.
Right.
Yeah. How about, do you have any other clues?
I do, but I want to play it for you first.
Okay. Oh, I guess that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So, here we go. This is kind of an extra clue.
Mm, cool.
Typically, I like to pick a song where you would never, ever hear a flugelhorn on.
Mm-hmm.
This one does not have any brass, but it is kind of orchestra-like. So okay. Let me go ahead and play it for you. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have a couple of tunes in my head, actually.
Yeah, something just popped into my mind.
Okay, it's the very beginning of the tune.
Okay.
So the clues are 1980 is your time frame. And I think the clue that will probably give it away, you can't do this without H2O and a breeze.
Oh.
Can't do this without H2O and a breeze, and his name is iconic for people like me.
I know what it is.
I think I do, too.
Yeah, I wonder if your listeners do. So let me play it for you one more time, then I'll do the weather thing.
All right.
I'm confident, especially with the clues, but I also tell you, it did sound like something else before I had the light bulb turn on.
At first, I thought it was Elvis Can't Help Falling in
Love.
Yes,
that was the wrong. Yes, yeah. That was the wrong tune that popped in my head. And then I thought, wait. After hearing the whole thing, I'm pretty confident that that is "Sailing" by Christopher Cross.
Exactly.
Yes. Cross is an iconic symbol for pastors like me. H2 and a breeze, got to have that to sail. I remember that song so well when it came out in 1980. Oh, that was a memorable song. That was one of those songs that, even though it wasn't a rock one, you crank up the radio. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful song. I love the beginning, and that beginning was by accident. That was a mistake made by the recording studio. He did not have that planned intro, the fade-in intro with the violins. That was not supposed to be there. When they all heard that, they said, you know what? Let's leave it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
Boy, I remember, too, reading in one of his final interviews, John Lennon cited that song as a particular favorite of
his.
He was asked, what do you like for new music? And that was one that he mentioned.
Wow, to have any member of the Beatles say, I like your song. Yeah. Wow.
And Steve, let me comment, too, on your vibrato there, playing the flugelhorn. Really impressive. I don't know how you do that, but...
Yeah,
you're good.
Well, when I want a good vibrato, I have Judy come up behind me and tickle me in the ribs. That makes it a little wiggle, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Man, you are good.
The secrets that we learn about a musician.
Yes, and thank you, Judy. Uh-huh.